This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
This is the right time to attend to garden structures, or maybe the garage, to paint or stain them up, or maybe do a few repairs. And if you have any brown or yellow leaves on just about anything, it's a good time to get rid of them and clean up the yard. The lawn should not be mowed real short if you're headed out of town, although I know a lot of people who try to scalp their turf, so when they return from a trip, they think they won't have to immediately mow. Far better to pay a neighborhood kid, or retiree in this day and age, to mow once or twice while you're gone. Keep your grass at a healthy 3 inches. And if you see it turn a bluish color, that says you better water it deeply, or the next shade you'll see is brown. Water is the cheapest thing you can input into your landscape, so use it freely. Now, there will be some weeds popping up here and there, and if you want to amaze your friends at the next cookout, if you see a few weeds in the cracks of a sidewalk, just take that jar of dill pickles and gently dump some of the pickle juice onto the weeds. In 24 hours, they'll be thoroughly pickled and quite dead. Plus, the added bonus of no pesticides where you're probably walking around barefoot. My wife Megan, years ago, asked me to plant something colorful near the mailbox. It's always a lousy place to grow and mow grass. So I thought about it and planted a contrasting massing of yellow Precious Doro daylilies and blue Walker's Low Catmint. I think they started flowering late May this year, and they're still going strong. Both Walker's Low Catmint and daylilies are very tolerant of compacted soil, and the salt we get from the roads, that's not going to bother them at all. They not only tolerate, they thrive near the mailbox. And don't hold back on using a liquid fertilizer such as Neptune's Harvest, Fish and Seaweed Tonic on anything that can still use a little help. Soluble low nitrogen inorganic fertilizers like this are a great way to help kickstart anything, including lawn patches, that might have been hurt by too much foot traffic or not enough moisture this summer. Remember, the best way to get something done is to begin, so get started on doing some structural and vegetative improvements while we still have these wonderful long sunny days around. Otherwise, you'll just be barking up the wrong tree. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.